Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Welcome back to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible, only days away from the upcoming 2010 NFL Draft. In today's show, we're going to go a little different direction. Usually we're bringing you the guys that are in this upcoming draft ready to get drafted. But today we're joined with Vincent Chase, SMU, and he spent his career as a tight end before June Jones arrived and, kind of changed the offense. But that led Chase to play starting tackle, I believe. But Chase, last year was his year to go into the NFL draft. For whatever reasons, it didn't pan out, but he's still fighting to make it to the next level. Vince, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How's it going?
Oh, I'm doing great. Now, like I said, I wanted to bring the listeners that are listening to the show up to date about you and what's going on. I mean, last season you have your pro day and you kind of get the flu, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And so having your pro day and having the flu isn't too... what extent did that level out? I mean, did any hospital stay or just really sick?
Yeah, no, what it was, I got really sick 2 days before the pro day, and I was trying to get fluids in me, and I was just trying to get as best as I could, and the pro day, I was still just sick, lightheaded, just that weak, sick feeling that you get when you get the flu, I should perform up to par like I know I was capable of, and the next day I just got taken worse. So I went to the hospital, and I was just dehydrated, and I just wasn't myself.
And from that point on, I mean, what was that experience like? I mean, trying to get noticed, from NFL teams, and then you spend the whole off season. I mean, what's that like? Trying to find some team to give you a shot.
I mean, it's cutthroat, I think that a lot of guys are trying to get in. It's a very tiny window just to get an opportunity to have the privilege of going to a minicamp. I feel like, I think it's also, what kind of agent you have, how much does he really believe in you, and I think that's why, with that, I went a different route. I have a new agent this year, somebody that I know believes in me, and I feel like that's the experiences I experienced last year towards, fighting the adversity, which I believe is a good thing that I had that adversity. I think that, if I do make it, it's going to make for a better story. But I know I believe in myself. I know my ability, what I can do, and all I need is just an opportunity to prove that and show that on the field.
And for you, I mean, your last season at SMU, June Jones comes in, the offense kind of changes, and he really likes to whip that ball around. You're the tight end prior to that, and that tight end position is going to kind of be diminished. What was that whole experience like? I mean, your senior season or your last year at SMU. I mean, talk a little bit about that and how that adjustment was. And then, obviously, I mean, I think at the time it might have been not something that you might have welcomed, but I think in the end it kind of shows your versatility. And tell us why.
Well, I'll tell you what, when June Jones first came to SMU, I wasn't, jumping for joy because I knew my position was an odd guy out. I've been playing tight end since seventh grade, and it's a position that, I've loved and, enjoyed playing for a long time. And when June Jones came to SMU, I knew it was going to happen, obviously they didn't use a tight end, so I knew they were probably going to be a tackle. So I immediately got on my phone calling some close buddies of mine, and they set something up where I was going to go transfer, play for a school that used the pro-style offense. The tight end was highly used, but it was way up north. It was moving way too fast for me, I was ready to leave my family and leave SMU, and I feel like, I put all my time and work in SMU, and I just figured, I'd stay there, finish it out, and, so my senior year, I sucked it up and sacrificed and, did whatever they needed me to do for the team, and I put on 20 pounds, I was weighing 285 my senior year, and I gutted out and I had to prove myself. They didn't think that I could play the position, I wasn't gonna, sit on the sidelines my senior year, and I had the mentality like I was gonna play no matter what, so I busted my butt and earned a starting job, and I did real well at it. And the thing is, I got the coaching I had was superb. I mean, it was truly second to none, and I think that it was a blessing in disguise that I got to play the tackle because it totally elevated my blocking, elevated my game, something out, you know, outstanding that I can know I can bring in the tight end position that can make me the complete. So that's pretty much it.
Oh, it's fantastic. Like I said, I love the story behind it. I mean, I love the transformation. It kind of reminds me of an actor in Hollywood when they want to, have him change his role, like, Sylvester Stallone in Copland, when you're used to seeing, Rocky all ripped up and cut, and then you see Stallone, with like 40 pounds added on, playing like a sheriff. I mean, I love that versatility. I love that desire. I think, for you to do that and play well with that transformation from tight end to offensive line, I think just shows your dedication. Not only the dedication, I think it shows the smarts that you have as a football player to, SMU's a big-time program. It wasn't like you were, changing positions and stepping into a starting role at some, rinky-dink school. I mean, this is big-time college football, SMU. So Vincent Chase, SMU, tight end / offensive lineman, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. It's powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Vince, so, I mean, this last year, I mean, what's it like? I mean, do you train, at certain facilities, like a pro, a combine-type training? I mean, how do you keep fit and kind of keep in the loop?
Well, I'm blessed and fortunate enough to work at a facility called Zoom Sports Performance. I also work here. I'm a sports performance trainer. And also, it's an excellent place to train. We're generated by Athletic Republic. We have over 160 facilities in the country. And, it's just the training that I get here and get to do is just awesome. We run on a super treadmill. This treadmill can go 28 miles an hour. I'd say anybody runs that fast, but it's capable of, and it can get at a 40-degree incline. And so I do all my speed stuff here. I work in a gym, so it's enough for me to take, a couple hours throughout the day to work out, train, work on my games, stay game ready. And so that's what I'm able to do. And this past year, all I've been doing is focusing on my flexibility, getting flexible, getting relaxed, being, working on my breaks, coming quick out of my breaks, because, I have my block down. Like I said, the coaching that I received was outstanding. And, so all I do is just get better and better on my route running. And I tell you what, Mike, mentally, this whole year, just facing adversity, it's really just taught me just to have fun with the game. Football is taken so serious. So seriously, like you watch NFL Network, how serious they take the combine and all that. I just have the mindset now, just seriously, just go out and have fun and enjoy it. Football is fun, and that's helped me mentally a lot. When I had that mindset.
And for you, any other pro day workouts? This past year, did you get to showcase your skills in front of any NFL teams or anything like that?
Yeah, like I said, this pro day that we had, it was April 1st, Emmanuel Sanders is a stud receiver, and I'm sure he'll get drafted, and I fed off the attention that he had. We had a lot of NFL face. I want to say every NFL team was there. We had a face from every NFL team there, and there was a couple of coaches. I got to talk a little bit with the receivers coach for the Browns, I got to showcase, my route running, and I did very well. It's on YouTube, what I did, and I think, like I said, I think that speaks for itself, because, I think that, when they see the film, they see me blocking that tackle. Well, then, of course, they won't know if I can catch, and I got to showcase that. I got a bunch of reps. It was just me and Emmanuel, running back, running routes. So I got a bunch of repetitions, and I got to catch the ball a lot. They had me running all kinds of routes, 10-yard, 12-yard outs, drags. Choice routes, all those things that they look for in the NFL, and I think that I definitely got to exploit that. I can catch the ball, I can run routes, I'm down to my tight end weight. So I feel good. I felt fast out there. I felt fluent. So I just hope for an opportunity just to prove to these guys that I belong.
Nice. And for you, was it a genuine interest by the Cleveland Browns, or was this kind of just some nonchalant "how you doing" talk?
No, I tell you what, we had a good conversation. I went up to him, I told him, I introduced myself, and was real respectful. And I just told him, thank you for giving me the opportunity to play with you guys, and the pro day to get the repetitions that I got, and just thank you for that. And he said that, I looked good. He said I looked impressive, and he doesn't see why that, I shouldn't get an opportunity. That's what he said. That's what came out of his mouth, and he said that he found it impressive that I played tackle my senior year. He said that there's too many guys in the league that all they can do is just catch the ball and run routes. I think there's not very many two-dimensional tight ends. you know, I think there's a lot of one-dimensional tight ends, and I think that me playing tackle for a whole season, I mean, helped me so much, and it was just I mean, I don't think there's any tight end in the league right now that can say they play tackle their senior year. You know, there's not one, and I think that me doing that, you know, did nothing but elevate my game, mainly because of just the outstanding coaching June Jones and the staff gave me.
Nice. Excellent. And Vincent Chase, the former SMU tight end slash offensive lineman, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And Chase is, you know, looking to make that mini camp, you know, jump and get his feet settled in with an NFL team. Chase, I mean, for you, excuse me, UFL, I mean, Canadian Football League, I mean, are you willing to play anywhere?
I mean, of course, you know. I mean, I think that, you know, the guys that play in the UFL Canada, I mean, they're in a tiny, tiny percentage, you know. I mean, I think it's a total honor and privilege to play in those leagues. You know, like I said, I think this past year has done nothing but humble me. You know, when I was going into college, I had nothing but expectations of being drafted, you know, and in life, things don't go your way. And I think that, you know, with the adversity I've faced, it's been good adversity. I've embraced it. And I think that, you know, it's truly humbled me to realize how fun football is, you know, what a privilege it is to play. And, you know, I'd be honored to play anywhere for those leagues. You know, of course I want to play for the NFL. I mean, that's any college player's ultimate goal. I mean, I'd love to play for an NFL team. I'd be happy to play for any NFL team. It's not about, you know, making millions of dollars for me. I mean, you know, again, I mean, that's the money's convenient, but, I mean, I really want to play to prove to myself, and I love to compete. That's the bottom line. That's what it is. I love to compete. That's what I miss. You know, I want to compete. That's what it boils down to.
Nice. And for you, Drew, I mean, looking at, you know, your game, I ask everyone who comes on the show, I mean, if we put Vincent Chase in an NFL uniform right now, who are you going to remind us the most that plays on Sundays?
You know, like I said, I think that my experiences that I had as playing tackle, I think that I separate myself. I really believe that. I believe myself when I say that, you know, because I don't see many tight ends that I mean, they can block, but I'm talking about, like, really just – I always try to picture myself as blocking like a tackle and playing like a receiver. You know, and there's times when I would I pray to God that, you know, like, you know, lead me that way, lead me to where I could be like that, you know. And it's funny, like, you know, when I got to play a whole year at tackle, it happened, you know, and I feel like I can definitely block like a tackle, you know, and my route running has gotten so much better, you know. And I mean, my speed, I mean, I'm not gonna lie to myself, obviously my speed's not like a receiver's speed, but, you know, I know my routes have got so much better. You know, George just catching the ball and just mainly just simply having the mindset of just having fun, you know. So I never been a believer just comparing myself to anybody. I really think I'm truly my own self. I really believe that.
Nice. And for you, I mean, in the game, I mean, I think you obviously got to show a lot. But I also ask the guys this, I mean, no matter if it was the tackle position or the, you know, tight end position, I mean, was there anything that you didn't get to showcase at school? I mean, even if you were playing tight end, maybe something that you do really well, but just because of the scheme of the offense, you just couldn't showcase? Or?
Well, you know, I think that when I was playing tight end, you know, we ran a spread offense, so I got to play all over the place. I got split out. I was in the backfield being a lead blocker. I was attached to the tackle on the line. I was a wing, you know, so I really got a chance to showcase it all. You know, I think that the only thing I didn't like about the spread offense is that, you know, you're in a play, there's so many different formations, you know, you're in a play, you're out of play, you're in a play, you're out of play. That's the only thing I didn't like about it, because, I mean, I'm a competitor, you know. I want to be on the field, you know, I want to compete and help the team win, you know, so I'm always anxious to stay on the field. And, but pretty much your question, though, showcased me. I feel like I got to showcase every aspect of it.
Nice. And, Vince, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm excited to see, you know, where this story ends up. That's why we wanted to have you on the show. We obviously, you know, we wouldn't want you on if we didn't think you had the stuff to make it at the next level. You know, we just don't want to be a place for guys to come and talk. And, you know, we appreciate you coming on, and we really think, you know, that you're going to, you know, find a niche with somebody this upcoming season. And we want to appreciate you coming on the show. But before we let you go, we always like to have some fun with you guys. We call it three downs and out, and they're just some goofy questions on the lighter side of things. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. If Vincent Chase could take out any female celebrity to dinner, who would you like to take?
Any female celebrity? Wow. You know, it's funny you ask that because my mom, she really gets into the Ghost Whisperer with Jennifer Hewitt, Love Hewitt.
Okay.
You know, and as a kid growing up, I always had a huge crush on her, you know, and she's still looking pretty hot, so I guess I'd probably take her out.
There you go. Yeah, nothing wrong with Jennifer Love Hewitt, very good selection. Second down, Vince, is if you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your great football skills, what other talent could you showcase to America?
Oh, geez. I don't know about that department. I mean, I think my limits have already not very far past the field. I don't play guitar. I don't play an instrument or anything like that. So, I mean, it's pretty sad I couldn't showcase anything, I don't think.
Well, here, we'll narrow it down for you. If you could be the lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model, which one would you be?
Oh, geez, a boy band? Let's see. Definitely not the Jonas Brothers, because the only girl that are into them is a 13-year-old. So I guess maybe she's, I don't know. I don't know. I guess 98 Degrees. I mean, those guys seemed all right, I guess. I don't know. I mean, that's an awkward one.
That's why I asked. Yeah. Third down and the final question, Vince, before we let you go today, is if you could be the face of any product or endorse anything, what would you like to advertise?
If I could endorse any product, I think I would like to endorse I Am Second. That'd be pretty awesome.
Very nice.
That'd be cool to endorse. I think that website's awesome.
There you go. Well, hey, Vincent Chase, SMU, tight end / offensive lineman. Last year was his draft eligibility year, but he's still fighting to get invited to a camp and sign as a priority free agent. And I believe that he has a skill set, very unique talent. Three-year starter tight end? Or 3 years?
I got to play my redshirt freshman year.
Okay. Wow. I'll say.
Yeah.
So, I
don't know if you know the news or not. I got to play with my brother too. My brother Bobby Chase. He got to play at SMU as well.
Yeah, I was when I was doing some stuff. I noticed that. What was that experience like for you?
Well, I tell you what, it was awesome. You know, I told when I was being recruited out of college, I told every college that recruited me that, you know, if you want me to come to SMU, you know, if you want me to go to your college, you have to take my brother with me. You know, my brother was overlooked. He had to play a year at JUCO, and when I was being recruited, I told all the colleges that recruited me, you wanted me to come to your school, you got to take my brother with me, and SMU was the only school willing to do that.
Nice, and obviously that turned out well for both of you. Well, hey, Vincent, again, best of luck after this week. I mean, obviously there's going to be a lot going on, the signings and the mini camps. Hey, we would love to touch base with you. Don't be a stranger to the show. You know the number. You got my number. When it finally happens and you get that big news, I'd love to be able to bring you back on and share it with everybody.
Yeah, that'd be great. You know, like I said, I mean, you know, it's the way I look at it is, you know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. You know, there's nothing that can stop it. I know that whatever coach gives me the opportunity, I know I'll succeed. You know, just because how much I believe in myself and the will and the confidence in me to get the job done.
No, again, Chase, thanks for coming on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.
Thank you very much.
That's Vincent Chase. Last year was his last season at SMU. That was his draft eligibility year, but he's been focusing and training on getting back into it. And like I said, a guy like that, a little bit different from the normal guests we have on the show. Most of those guys, this is their first time through this process. But a gentleman like him, I think he brings a lot to the table, and that versatility of tight end and then earning that spot on the offensive line, adding that weight, I think that shows his dedication. He mentioned that the Cleveland Browns showed some general interest at the SMU Pro Day, where Emmanuel Sanders, the solid wide receiver, got to perform in front of all those NFL scouts as well. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. Make sure you go to the NFLDraftBible.com for your latest NFL draft news.